Good evening, everyone. Today, I read you another story from havefunteaching.com, and this one's called I Don't Want Advice. Jen was horribly stubborn and set in her ways. She liked to do things her way and refused to even listen to others' ideas. Her way was the way of doing it, and any suggestions about other ways of doing things were just talks that slowed her down. The problem was, Jen wasn't always right. This way of thinking she had would have been great if she was doing the best thing. But she was often making things harder on herself. Even so, she did not want to listen to anyone around her. When her father saw her doing her algebra homework the hard and slow way, he cleared his throat and pointed out a step she could change to make things easier. "I don't want advice, Dad." He shook his head and walked off, leaving her to her devices. It took her an extra hour to do her homework though. When her best friend Cindy saw her talking to the wrong kind of people at the mall, she walked over to say something. Very carefully, her friend gave her a few secret signals to let her know not to trust these people. But Jen pointedly ignored her, saying, "I don't want advice." When they ran off with her purse 10 minutes later, Cindy didn't feel too bad about it. Her track coach saw something in her running style that was making her slow and making it harder on her knees. When she mentioned it to Jen or tried to, Jen waved her off irritatedly. "I don't want advice, coach." That night, she had to ice her knees just because they ached. Jen was a headstrong person. Her mother understood her very well. She knew she wouldn't listen, but she knew she might read. She left a note on Jen's pillow that night. "It's not bad to do your own things, but sometimes it's good to listen to those who might know better." After that, Jen started to at least try to listen to others' advice. But it was very hard to let herself change her mind once she had started something. So, she always asked for advice before she began doing anything. The end. Good night, everyone.